Item 12. Tom's Cove, horseshoe crab fishery.
Somebody come get me.
Oh, this is Tom's Cove again.
It's Old Home Week.
It is.
At the last commission meeting, the commission held a public hearing for an issue involving mesh size restrictions in the horseshoe crab fishery. During the public comment period of that issue, a separate issue was brought up involving a user conflict between hand harvesters and gill netters in the Tom's Cove area. Both sides of that user conflict tried to come into agreement during last month's public comment, during last month's meeting. They decided it was in their best interest not to make a hasty decision, but instead try and settle this in an industry meeting within a couple weeks. At that time, the commission asked staff to report back on this issue during the commission meeting during June, and that's why I'm here in front of you today. I just want to remind the commission that these horseshoe crab issues that keep coming up are part of a larger problem. There's an underlying problem in the horseshoe crab fishery of overcapacity and latent effort. Within the next few months, the commission should expect other public hearings to try to address latent effort and overcapacity in these fish, in this fishery. For example, currently the horseshoe crab quota is allocated by gear type. However, the licenses are not the same. It's causing a mismatch of licenses and quota allocation, making these relatively small quotas already very difficult to monitor and also causing some confusion between buyers and harvesters. For example, if an individual wishes to dredge, they can hold one of three different licenses, and each one of these three different licenses has a different trip limit. So this makes it very difficult for quota tracking and the like. As far as latent effort goes, in 2012, there was 107 eligible individuals to fish in the horseshoe crab fishery. Of those, only 42 actually reported. Currently, staff is working at developing an industry-wide survey to help the horseshoe crab industry fix and improve upon the current licensing system. We're trying to address these issues of overcapacity and latent effort. As far as the issue that was brought up in the public comment period last month, we did hold a meeting over in Chincoteague on May 16th. In attendance for that meeting was members of VMRC staff, law enforcement, as well as individuals from the gillnet fishery and the hen harvest fishery. During that meeting, we discussed the user conflict in Tom's Cove area that was pertaining to gillnet orientations over there, as well as time of year restrictions. It seemed like a very productive meeting. It seems like both sides were very willing to compromise and had very good discussions, a lot of good ideas that came out of that meeting. This is the Tom's Cove area. This particular conflict is considered the area of Tom's Cove. They were addressing this area east of a line connecting Assateague Point to Fishing Point. The actual conflict in the area is hand harvesters were claiming that there were gill nets set almost in a parallel nature to the shore, and so there would be some nets set here and then another one out set here, almost causing a barrier to prevent potential horseshoe crabs from either coming to the beach to spawn or coming to the beach to be harvested by hand. So what they came up with was all these large 1,200-foot nets during the time from April 1st to May 31st. These 1,200-foot nets, the offshore anchor had to be at least 800 feet away from mean water line. What this would cause was instead of being parallel to shore, it would now cause almost like a 45-degree angle so that horseshoe crabs could still get to the beach. However, the gillnet harvesters could still harvest striped bass in the shallow waters. That's where they want to harvest striped bass. That's where the larger striped bass is. So that still allows them to be in that shallow water, however, allows larger gaps in the nets. They also, instead of the 200-foot gap between gill nets, would like to increase that to 500 feet from any other gill nets. And this would also, allow more horseshoe crabs to get to the beach to be harvested or to spawn. The striped bass fishery generally ends the end of May, and during the month of June is generally a small mesh croaker fishery that, according to the meeting, is generally executed during the daylight hours. So they also said gill nets from sunset to sunrise only, from June 1st to June 30th. from sunrise to sunset only, during daytime hours only, and this would allow the gill nets to still be effective at fish and croaker, however, be out of the way when hand harvesters came in to fish for horseshoe crab. And based on this meeting, based on the results from this May 16, 2013 horseshoe crab industry meeting and recommendation from the gill net and hand harvesters of the horseshoe crabbers that attended, staff would like to recommend advertising for a June public hearing to review this proposal for inclusion as an amendment to Chapter 4 of Act 20, 900-10.
All right. Questions?
If they've come to an agreement, do we have to amend the regs?
We would, in order to implement that agreement, which I think can be done relatively easily.
You want a motion to?
Yep.
So moved.
Second.
Any objection? Proceed. Thank you very much. Good job.